Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Vaccination is in the news again. Now, I know many of you have an aversion to the word after COVID, but trust me when I say this is a conversation you need to be having. I'm talking, of course, about measles. And today, as was just reported in the news bulletin, we heard the shocking news that passengers who travelled on flight EY45 from Abu Dhabi to Dublin last Saturday have been urged to contact the health authorities after a case of measles was confirmed. This is the third case of measles in the Republic this year. Pregnant women, as well as immunocompromised passengers and those with infants under the age of 12, have been urged to make immediate contact with the HSE or the Department of Public Health. Last month, of course, we had the shocking news that a man in his 40s died from measles in a hospital in the Dublin and Midlands Health Region. It has been reported that this man contracted the virus after travelling to Birmingham, where cases are disproportionately high. Now, thousands of people who took buses or were in restaurants used by this 48-year-old man were warned to be alert for symptoms for 21 days from the time of possible exposure. Now, this feels a bit deja vu-ish, but we're not quite there. But today, the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Breda Smith, said that a vaccine catch-up programme will get underway next week for anyone who doesn't have the MMR jab.
We are rolling out a reinforced MMR campaign next week. And with that, we are increasing accessibility to the vaccination programme. There has been a catch-up campaign started since last October, November in general practice, but we're broadening this now with some community clinics.
Now, as you may be aware, vaccination rates, MMR vaccination rates in this country have been below 90% for a number of years, and it's only gotten worse, in fact, since COVID. And that is parents deciding not to get their child vaccinated with the MMR vaccine. Now, what that is doing is it has brought down our immunity rate below 95%, which is what is needed in order to stop measles, essentially. Now, for years, we haven't had cases, or very few cases of measles in Ireland, but there have been outbreaks in the UK, around Birmingham, and on in continental Europe. So the question that we're asking you is, what can be done in order to persuade people to get the MMR vaccine, to protect themselves? And this is quite serious. This is a man, a 48-year-old man, that case a couple of weeks ago, a 48-year-old man died as a result of measles. This is a particularly dangerous infection for children. It is concerning. And a lot of people seem to just brush off measles. Ah, it's only spots on your skin, you'll be grand, you'll get over it. But it can actually be extremely serious. Now, Vivian, you contacted us in the wake of this story from the chief medical officer, very concerned about parents who haven't got or won't get or haven't or will not get their children vaccinated. What is your concern here?
Hey, Adrian. Yeah, you know, I'm just really concerned about the fact that people seem to really kind of not be taking it seriously. I mean, this catch-up program, this wasn't done on a whim. And I think for adults, it's not like this is being offered to kids who are getting to make. This is for adults who are grown up and mature enough to be able to make their own decisions.
Well, it's for anybody who hasn't been vaccinated with the MMR. That's what this catch-up program is for.
And then, basically, though, it's adults who are going to make the decision for themselves. And it really baffles me that there's so many adults that aren't jumping on this and aren't. I just don't understand how there aren't queues out the door for this.
Well, we'll see next week when this program is rolled out. But you were saying to us earlier on that it is shameful for anyone not to get the MMR vaccine. Shameful.
It is. You know, it's not just yourself that you're going to put in danger. It's everybody else. There has to be a certain amount of uptake for the vaccine to be effective. And if people aren't getting the vaccine, the transmission is going to get higher and higher. And the vaccine is going to become more and more ineffective for those who've already gotten it. And I think...
But okay, if you are vaccinated, what is the worry then? What are you concerned? And you've children, haven't you?
I do, but it's no vaccine is 100%. And the less people who get them, the stronger the illness gets. So if more people get the vaccine, then the transmission is not as strong. It's not as widespread. But if you have idiots who are sitting reading on Facebook that it's going to do this or that or the other, and it's going to make their child bloody autistic, when really you're worried about your child getting autism, but your child could become infertile or blind or dead. Give me a child with autism any day. These people.
Okay,
we
know that the alleged link with autism has been completely debunked. But parents, for various reasons, decide that they don't want to get their children vaccinated with the MMR vaccine. Surely that's their right to make that decision.
I think that we need to take the rights away from parents because they're obviously incapable of behaving like responsible parents.
What do you mean take rights away from parents?
I think we need to make it a situation that if you want your child to go to school here in Ireland, then you need to have proof from your doctor or where your local nurse or whoever does the vaccinations that your child has had the vaccinations. And if he or she hasn't, then he or she should not be granted access to public or private schools where there are other children.
So you're basically suggesting that vaccines like the MMR need to be mandatory
away from parents.
Pardon me?
I think so. I think we take the choice away from parents because parents are incapable, unfortunately, as sad as it sounds.
But no, the vast majority of parents do get their children vaccinated with MMR.
But there's still that minority who are absolutely brain dead, I'm convinced. Like nothing between their eyeballs, and we need to take the power because they're not just putting their own kids in danger, they're putting other people's kids, because the higher this mentality gets and the more widespread this mentality becomes, the more likelihood there is that measles is going to become a part of our community.
We have seen the panic over, for example, the man coming in on the flight from Abu Dhabi who's confirmed a confirmed case of measles. Everybody on the plane has been. Sorry, you say that again.
It's really scary, and I'm really scared because, you know, this is reality. These, you know, public health notices that are going out, these are emergencies. This is like this. They're trying to get people to listen. They're saying, you know, this is serious. You need to listen to us. And idiots are still ignoring it. So much so now that I'm so worried that I have actually limited my daughter in play school from 5 days a week down to two. So she can still have her, you know, the social aspect. But I'm not so worried then about her.
Not scaremongering here. There have been 3 confirmed cases of measles in Ireland this year. 3. Not 3,000, not 30,000, 3. So it's not like it's rampant.
It's higher than it has been before, and it's still only, what, it's only March. We're only 3 months into the year. And the uptake is lower now than it has been. And it's not even the point whether there's 3 cases or 30 cases. There's obviously a concern here that the doctors are having to tell parents, vaccinate your children. Like, why should they even have to tell parents that? That's the scary part. Why should they even have to do campaigns to make parents listen? it's a form of child abuse to not. It's like putting your child in a car without a seatbelt. You're not protecting them. I don't understand how any parent.
But again, as we said, this is a personal choice that some parents choose to make.
But it shouldn't be a personal choice anymore because these parents are idiots.
It shouldn't be a personal choice to decide whether or not you vaccinate your child.
No, because when you first get you get your MMR at 12 months, and then you get your second vaccine at 13 months, the other half of it, and then you get your other one, your next one, which is the final one, at the age of 4, you can't make that decision for yourself. You are completely at the mercy of your parents, and it is down to the luck of the draw of whether your parent is an intelligent person who can read the science or your parent is an idiot who reads Facebook and thinks it's the right thing.
Okay, so obviously you can't make vaccines mandatory because to make something mandatory, you would have to drag a child off its parent and bring it in and give it an injection. It's not realistic, okay? So we can't make it mandatory. But you want to see essentially repercussions if you choose not to get your child vaccinated.
Yes. I mean, obviously you can't drag a child down to your local GP or your local public health nurse and sit them there by force and put a needle in their arm. But you can say, like they did with COVID, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get into a pub. I think that works. I think we need to do the same with kids. I think, you know, if you're not going to take this very important step yourself, then let's push you to do what's right. If you can't, if you're not going to get your child vaccinated, fine. But then they can't mix with other people, other kids in school. But you can homeschool them, absolutely. But that will affect them. You have the choice, I would say. Get them vaccinated and they can go to school. Choose not to and they can't. It's that simple. I would make it mandatory to get into schools and certainly to be, like, if you want to become an Irish citizen and to be granted asylum here and you're coming in from another country, that you're, as adults, you're able to prove you're vaccinated and you're able to prove that your children were vaccinated, because we don't want any more diseases. We've just been through a pandemic and I don't want to have to worry about my kids every time they go outside the door because other parents are too stupid and idiotic.
Okay, now a lot of people are saying that this is an insane idea to make vaccines mandatory. Just to let you know that in 9 countries in Europe, Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, France, Hungary, Italy, Latvia, Poland and Slovakia, vaccination against mumps, measles and rubella, MMR, is mandatory. So you, I don't know how that's actually enforced in those countries, but it is mandatory. Now, I assume by it being mandatory, there are repercussions if you don't get your child vaccinated. Again, I mean, to have something mandatory, how do you enforce something like that mandatory? Let me bring in Vivian. Stay with me for a moment, if you will, please. Our number is 087-188-0008 if you'd like to get involved in this. As we said, the chief medical officer today said she is concerned about the potential potential outbreak of measles in this country. 3 cases so far this year, and that's not a lot, you know, but it's a bit more than you'd normally hear. And the thing about measles is it's chronically contagious. If you're in a room with somebody with measles, if there were 10 people in the room with somebody with measles, 9 are likely to catch it. Tony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Tony?
I'm all right, and yourself?
Good, thanks. Thanks, Tony. What do you want to say?
I don't know what to call you.
Adrian is my name. Sorry, Adrian is my name.
Adrian, how are you keeping?
Well, thanks.
What I was going to say, that's, I wouldn't trust vaccinations.
You wouldn't trust them?
No, look at the damage they're after doing with the last one you're after getting.
Okay, but this MMR vaccine is around for donkey's years.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a few complaints. Listen here, what is wrong with getting the measles anyway? Well, I got the measles when I was small. We all got the measles at home.
But you probably
small.
Were vaccinated as a child, so you didn't get it that
bad. No, I know. No, and that's like the coronavirus. You could take the vaccination, you won't get it that bad. Come here. we all got it, and nobody, we took a bottle of Guinness, and we find it 2 days, 3 days later.
Okay, David, there you
so
go.
What's the point of getting the vaccination?
Okay, there you go, Vivian. You just have a bottle of Guinness and you'll be grand. Nothing to see here with measles.
Oh, I mean, he sounds really intelligent. I would definitely go to him before I go to meet my GP if I was worried about anything. I'm being facetious.
That's why I'm more
intelligent. Sounds like an imbecile.
Sorry.
You sound like an imbecile.
I'm more intelligent.
I don't even know why.
Come here. Listen here. How many people have you realize are getting sick because of the vaccinations they're getting when they're small?
Did you make this call into the show yourself? Because I fail to believe
you
did.
Do you know how many
intelligence?
Do you know how many
people make the call into your show?
Tony.
The vaccination.
Tony, sorry. I just wanted to read something to you here, okay? You may have had measles as a child and you may have been grand, okay? But measles can be serious. Children younger than 5 years of age and adults older than 20 are more likely to suffer from complications. That includes ear infections and diarrhea, but serious complications include pneumonia and encephalitis, which is the swelling of the brain, and death. And we only heard the other day of a man dying in an Irish hospital with measles. So,
Camille, I've heard a lot of people that are after getting sick, after getting the last vaccination they got.
That's not what we're not talking about that.
Well, I know we're not talking about that, but really now, after the last time they vaccinated everybody, this is why, you know, I wouldn't trust no vaccination, no more. I swear to God, I had kids in there. I mean, I have kids and they're after getting vaccinated for all that, but by Jesus, I wouldn't trust it. No, I wouldn't give them.
Okay, there was a condition that was rampant in Ireland many, many years ago. I have a close relative who was afflicted by polio as a young child and still to this day.
Yeah, I know a couple of people.
Is afflicted. Okay, what vaccines did was they got rid of polio. We don't have polio anymore. So people...
it was a vaccination that gave the polio, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
What was the one? You know, the people are born with no hands.
That's nothing to do with polio. That's nothing to do with polio.
That was an injection.
No, that was
pregnancy.
Sickness tablets. Yeah, that's completely different. Okay, that's completely different.
Well,
listen to me for one second. Polio was gotten rid of by vaccines. Now, if you've ever seen how debilitating polio can inflict on people, nobody wants that. So as somebody just texted somebody texted in a minute ago, what was great, Adrian, was polio. Polio was fantastic. Let's stop giving the polio vaccination and see what happens then. And the point I'm making is,
listen,
nobody wants polio. Just as an example.
The flu, they're giving everybody a flu shot as well now, right? This flu shot, if you get a cold, so what? You get your hot whiskeys and you drink and you get a cure for it and you don't need... So what if you get a cold? Now they want to inject you in case you do get the cold. I think that...
But no, you don't have to take it. You don't have to take the flu vaccine.
You don't have to take it, but you have a doctor telling you to take it who are getting probably fucking money from all these fucking cells.
All right, okay, enough of the language. Let me go to another call, and that is Patrick. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Yeah, hello. How are you? How are you?
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, listen. I think that all these vaccinations, most of them are a good idea. But I mean, the health services, in the governments, they're only shooting themselves in the foot. Look at all the hassle over COVID. We know now that's a joke. We had the World Health Organization. We had every health official. I couldn't drive out the road here before I was getting stopped. I couldn't go and visit my mother in the nursing home. I couldn't see my grandkids. And these were the people telling me...
Patrick, I don't really want to relive COVID. We're over that.
Let's take another path. The doctors, they always give you one side of the information. But yet, it's a funny thing how the hospitals and all the doctors, they're in the High Court there in Dublin 7 days a week, getting sued. And the only way they admit their liabilities is when they're brought kicking and screaming into the court. Other than that, they will deny it flatly. They will force people to sign non-disclosure agreements so that these people will not be allowed to talk about what happened to them with the hospitals and with the doctors.
Okay, I don't want to relive COVID. I want to specifically talk about a vaccine that has been around for a long, long time. Has been proven very effective in keeping, for example, measles cases down to a very low level. And
listen, I'm all for it. I think it's a great idea. I do think it's a great idea. I think any vaccine is a good idea. But I just think it's like the referendum the other day. They give you a load of information, but it's only a load of hot air. They're not giving you any specific stuff to tell you.
You're waffling here. What has this got to do with the measles injection? Seriously, what has the referendum last week got to do with this?
Well, look, the health officials will tell you, look, that there's no proof that this injection that children get affects them, right? For the measles. And yet I know loads of mothers and they would swear on the Bible that ever since they got their children the vaccination, their children are not right after it.
Okay, fine. We're just not going to agree on this one. Let me go to Martin. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Martin?
I'm very well, Adrian. Good evening. Thank you.
Yeah, Martin, what do you want to say on this?
Okay, let me set out my stall first. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Vaccines have done wonderful things.
And I just gave a perfect example of polio as an example.
Yep. I'm not going to argue that. But you see, you're comparing apples and oranges. The consequences of contracting the polio from the polio virus are far more impacting on the vast majority of a population than measles. Now, is Vivian still on the line?
Vivian, are you still there? No, she's not. Sorry, she's not. No.
Okay. Right. Now, Vivian would probably say, you know, I'm getting my information from, what did she say, Facebook, whatever. She mentioned some site. I don't use any of those. I read. Now, the first vaccinations were in 1796. Dr. Edward Jenner, he discovered that milkmaids who contracted cowpox were immune to smallpox. That's where vaccination started. And it was a wonderful discovery. And vaccinations are wonderful. But the idea that Vivian would say that anyone, particularly an adult who decides not to get vaccinated, mm-hmm. is an idiot. In my opinion, she is monumentally arrogant. If the vaccine works, and I take the vaccine, I have no problem. Now, you know, going back to you, I would say, yeah, you know, we don't want to revisit COVID, but look what happened. You know, it was a complete... I won't use profanity, but you know what I mean. It was a complete mess. You know, with people dying, with elderly people dying in homes, the whole, everything. It went off the scale. The simple fact is that, yes, any virus, bacteria, or anything else, there are people who will suffer extremely adverse reactions to those mm-hmm. pathogens.
And as we said... we saw an example of it only last week of somebody, a 48-year-old man, dying in hospital.
Yeah. You will always have the outliers. There will always be outliers who have extremely adverse reactions. And my sympathy go to that man's family and his, you know, the people around him, the people that love them. I have all the sympathy in the world. But the idea that someone would suggest that if I don't take a vaccine that they believe works for them, that I should be penalised in some way if they have all that faith in the vaccine. And if Vivian is listening, if she thinks I don't understand how herd immunity works, I've looked into the figures. I understand the science. I understand the biology. I understand the chemistry. I understand a whole lot of it. the simple fact is that as far as I'm concerned, when you talk about herd immunity, I'm not a cow. I'm not a pig.
Thank you.
I'm an adult human being. I can make my decisions for myself. And when it comes to parenting, it's every parent's right to decide what's right for their children. And if she decides that it's too dangerous for her to send her child to a creche or to child minding or school or whatever else, that's her decision. I wouldn't take that away from her. That's her decision. And I fully support her in that.
Okay, we've been told time and time again that we need to get vaccination rates up to 95% in this country to keep measles at bay, basically. And it has dropped way below 90%, has gotten even worse since the pandemic. So how do we get back there again? Or are you of the opinion that there's no need, there's nothing to see here?
No, I'm not of the opinion that there's nothing to see. Obviously, there's something to see. But the simple fact is that measles, the impact that measles has on a population is, it's only a fraction of, you know, you mentioned polio earlier on. You can't compare the two. They're not comparable. They're in no way comparable because, pardon me, the vast majority of people who contract measles will recover and there'll be no adverse reaction afterwards. You can't compare measles with smallpox.
So what are you saying then? Let's just let measles run rampant then?
I'm not saying let it run rampant. What I'm saying is the idea that anyone would suggest that if I decide I'm not going to have an MMR vaccine, that I should be penalised is outrageous and arrogant.
Okay, I do have Vivian back on the line. It's outrageous to suggest that there should be consequences of not getting vaccinated. What do you say to that, Vivian?
I'm just actually looking out my window here to see if there is a full moon for tonight because I'm really kind of like the last number of callers. I'm sorry, is that Martin or Tony?
That's Martin.
Martin, I'm sorry, Martin, but this isn't about penalising anyone. This is about, you know, doing the right thing for children.
Okay, but one of Martin's fundamental points is, you know, if you look at something like polio, there is no comparison between the devastation that polio can cause and measles. In other words, measles isn't really that bad. That's really what he's saying.
Measles isn't really that bad. You're lucky to end up blind or infertile if you have measles. And I think to be able to come on the radio and make such a bold and uneducated statement really highlights how much.
How dare you say it's an uneducated statement? How dare you?
You're an idiot.
How dare you say it's uneducated?
If I'm going to be honest,
you see, there you go. Vivian, you are entitled to your opinion.
Don't get so angry because I called you an idiot.
I said you were arrogant.
I'm not arrogant. I follow the facts.
You are arrogant.
I'm sorry. Martin, you've had your
Vivian.
Say, you're as ridiculous as it is.
And you had your say. If you think that I should be penalised,
your child should
arrogance.
Not be entitled to go to school with my child.
Let me ask you, Vivian, I want to just ask you, this conversation, and as we said, and Martin, this conversation has been sparked by the fear of an outbreak of measles in Ireland. There is quite a severe outbreak in the West Midlands in the UK and many outbreaks in continental Europe. And the chief medical officer is just basically trying to protect us and is asking people to, if they haven't been vaccinated before, to get vaccinated now with the catch-up programme. What's so wrong in that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong in asking people to get vaccinated. What I'm saying is it's wrong to suggest that people should be penalised in any way for not being vaccinated. What are the statistics with regard to people who've suffered extreme adverse reactions to the measles, who have contracted measles and recovered? and those who have contracted measles and had a very adverse reaction. It's extremely small. And comparing it to things like smallpox, diphtheria, or any other pathogen is outrageous.
Okay, now, I want to read a quote from the World Health Organization where it comes to measles. Okay?
Yeah, and I trust them.
Let me just read what it says. Measles is a highly contagious, serious airborne disease caused by a virus that can lead to severe complications and death. Measles vaccination averted 56 million deaths between 2000 and 2021. Yeah. Do we not like saving lives? No? Averting death?
Yeah, well, first off, the World Health Organization are an unelected body. There are people who have vested interests in selling drugs, vaccines, and all kinds of things. I wouldn't trust the World Health Organization as far as I could throw them. Look at the way the World Health Organization came out and what they were involved with during the pandemic. Okay.
Okay. And I don't either. You know, I really, 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 really don't. But I'm just quoting
for anyone that wants to look at it.
I'm just quoting from.
Yeah, and I look. We can. Sorry, Adrian. We can all quote things, you know, but simply quoting figures that they have literally made up doesn't make it so. Simple fact is, as I say, comparing measles with the likes of polio or diphtheria or any of these other pathogens that can run riot through a society. It's simply...
Okay, so basically, stop. Vivian, there is no comparison and there is no need for the paranoia where it comes to measles, basically. That it's not actually that bad. Oh, are you there, Vivian? Oh, she's not there. I don't know what's happened there. Let me go to line two. And Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Billy?
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Billy. What did you want to say?
Well, Adrian, I said the comment about polio there a couple of minutes ago. And I just heard Martin before I dialed in, and he was saying that it's not comparable. I think it's very comparable. It sets a bad precedent. Like, you stop vaccinating people for measles, mumps and rubella, you may as well stop vaccinating for polio as well. And once you start vaccinating, these things come back. And they come back and they bite bad because there is no immunity.
And that is obvious. Yeah, that is obvious. As the rates of vaccination for measles are going down, the rate of cases is going up.
Yeah, and like the real question is here, how many people have to die in Ireland or in Europe before people start saying, maybe I should vaccinate and prevent this from happening? Like, measles may have gone away in Europe, but in Asia and in Africa, it's still something that happens quite frequently because the vaccination levels are so low in those countries. There's something like 160,000 people globally who died of measles last year, and prior to the vaccination in the 60s, it was very, very transmissible. It was very frequently happening, and people died from it on a regular basis.
Do me a favour, Billy, stay there for 1 second. What do you make of all of the people? And as we said, the vaccination rates of MMR in Ireland have continually declined over a series of years. It's only gotten worse since COVID. What do you think of people who don't vaccinate their children and won't vaccinate their children with MMR?
Well, you know, they're your kids. You do what you want with them. But my big concern here is the parent who cannot vaccinate their child because they are immunized or have a weakened immune system. And you have a kid who's not vaccinated against measles. They contract it and bring it into school. And it's that kid that is immunocompromised, who is not in the net of the herd immunity, as it's put, that is going to be affected by it. And they're the kids that are going to die, or they're the kids that are going to have the bad reaction to it.
Michael, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Michael?
How are you doing, Adrian? Good,
thanks, Michael. What did you want to say on this?
Just a couple of quick things there. Vivian.
She's not there. Go on, yeah.
Right, look, if she's not there, there's no point me saying at the door. I don't want to say it to her face, more or less. Martin there? What Martin said, 100%. 100%, I agree with Martin and everything that he says. I think personally, a lot of people that are not vaccinated in the last couple of years, they're maybe afraid. From, I know you don't want to talk about the pandemic, but the...
It is statistically accurate to say that the uptake of MMR has decreased even further since the COVID pandemic. And that's a fact.
Yeah, but I think what it is, it's a lot to do with the likes of social media. You have people that got vaccinated, people that didn't get vaccinated, and they're kind of scaremongering, along with the government there as well. They're trying to protect the people of Ireland, but I think they're trying to scare people into it. They need to come at it a different way.
And what is a different way? What is a different way, other than the chief medical officer saying she's concerned about the outbreaks in the UK and Europe and she wants to protect us? So what is a different way?
I don't know. They need to come out a little bit, worded a little bit differently. You know, like you have a lot of things there on social media there, like, you know, and you have the good things, the bad things, and you have the government. It needs to come from one department, one place, with the proper information, give them the right, the what happens when you do get vaccinated, or what happens if you don't get vaccinated. Put it in black and white for the people of Ireland.
That information is available. That information is available if you care to look for it from reputable sources. I agree with you where it comes to misinformation and disinformation on social media. I believe it's causing awful problems in this country. But I'm just wondering, what is the way around this? How do you get around this?
It's a hard one to call, Adrian. I don't know. But the next Martin there, that was on previously there, he's a very educated man. He would be able to come up with something that's, you know, simple and effective. It needs to be simple and effective. And just get people, put the people's minds at rest. Like, you know, a lot of people are still very skeptical of injections.
Like I said, the message I read out a moment ago, people downplaying the seriousness of measles must be so frustrating for doctors and scientists who are actually trying to genuinely warn and help people.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I mean. That's where the social media comes in, like the bad social media that's there. It's very hard for the likes of them from that profession to get a genuine, honest message across to the people. Well, you have scaremongers on the other side saying, oh, don't get vaccinated, this is what's going to happen. You know, it's very hard for the likes of them to do it, but, you know, it's a hard one to call. I honestly don't know what way
to
do it.
No, it is. It is. It's very, very difficult for the medical profession when everything that they try to say or do is just dismissed. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Billy? Oh, sorry, Billy, I was talking to you already. Yeah, sorry, go on, Billy, yep.
You were. I just listened to what Michael said there. The sad thing about this, Adrian, is we have had very high uptake since 1963 when this vaccine was created and introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And before 1963, measles was something that caused a number of deaths in Ireland every 2 or 3 years when we had outbreaks of it. It was something that affected young children predominantly, and it was part of, you know, the childhood mortality that was in this country up until the mid to late 60s. So it was something that happened. And I know Martin referenced the polio vaccine, and I referenced it as well. These are things that, for us in 2024, are gone for the most part.
Because of the success of vaccines.
Because of the vaccination.
Yeah. Is it that we have forgotten that?
People are resting on their laurels. Exactly. People are resting on their laurels. They've never seen measles. They've never seen polio. I think there's a woman, I remember reading about her, an Australian woman who was the last person in Australia who didn't get a polio vaccine because her family lived in the outback, and she had limb deformities that happened because of polio.
I have an aunt who's the exact same and has limb deformities as a result of polio. that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy.
Exactly. And these are things that we do not see. Like, you know one person with polio. How old is your aunt, Adrian? Just for...
She'd be in her 70s. She'd be in her 70s.
Like, under 50. Under 40. How many people do we know that have polio? Like, the statistics in Ireland would probably say it's zero.
Mm.
Or maybe one. Like, it is rare. It is very rare. It is rare because of vaccination. And, like, these are the MMR vaccine, the polio vaccine, two of the most successful vaccines that have been given to people, for, like, and along with the chickenpox, or sorry, with smallpox vaccine, which eliminated smallpox. You know, they got rid of things.
So is it a case of we've developed, we've forgotten, or we don't even know how severe an illness like measles can be? Is that what the problem is here, do you think?
I think it is. And the other thing that we forgot, and this is taking the topic slightly differently, but, you know, we're looking in Europe at the moment at potentially war, and politicians are talking in a preparation for war mentality, and we've forgotten how bad wars can be in Europe. We've forgotten how bad things like measles and polio can be. And it's not until we're faced with them at our own doorstep that we're going to wake up and go, wait, maybe these vaccinations were a good idea. Maybe we need them to protect people. And as the last gentleman said, the COVID and the COVID vaccines have done more damage to people's faith.
Yes, I agree.
In the last 25 or 30 years. Like that whole autism thing, that was a scare. And it did cause a drop off in the vaccinations, yes. But I think they picked back up slightly after that. But, you know, people are questioning vaccines now like they have never done in the past.
Even though, as you said yourself, Billy, the MMR vaccine has been around since the 60s, has been proven very effective at basically keeping measles away, essentially.
Yep, exactly. And it's down to social media spreading misinformation and disinformation, and also people questioning the sources of information that they're getting now, because the Department of Health in this country said you need to get a COVID vaccine, it'll stop the spread. And now they have been shown that was not necessarily true.
Stay there for 1 second, if you can, please, Billy.
That's not me being an anti-vaxxer.
I understand, and I agree to a large extent. Let me go to Alex. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you, Alex?
Alex, Adrian, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say?
Well, I don't understand why we disregarded the natural immunity. Like, not everybody who got measles died, and I believe that this debate would end if there was a study between unvaccinated and vaccinated children, but that study unfortunately has never been done.
Mm-hmm.
So me as a parent, I have two little daughters that I didn't vaccinate.
With any vaccine?
No, none. Zero.
So not even for a debilitating condition like polio?
Well, I could challenge that, because if you look at the charts, most of the vaccines that were introduced, the polio was already in decline, in a serious decline. And people will challenge that with the clean sanitation, water, and stuff like that. Toilets, right? That do more help than vaccines themselves. So me personally, I didn't think about vaccines a lot before I got the baby, my first baby a couple of years ago.
So you chose not to get any childhood vaccines for your child?
No, and I can try to explain that. I went to the doctor's office and when my wife was pregnant, and I was delivered the a vaccine calendar, and I was looking at it, and I counted them. There were 30 doses in the first 13 months, I believe, and I was vaccinated as a kid, but I only got few. That was like 30, 40 years ago. And it sounded a lot. So I went back to my GP and I asked for the vaccine inserts from the package of the vaccines from each one of those. And I took them home and I read them. And the side effects that are listed on a 6.2 article. We're talking about encephalitis, we're talking about the kidney failure, we're talking about some serious stuff. I would advise everybody to read it. You know, it's not like it's sugar and water that we're giving to kids, so, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very curious. I'm sorry, Billy, what do you make of a parent who got absolutely no vaccines for his child?
Just ask a question. Alex, are you a doctor?
Yeah. No, I'm not a doctor, no.
You're not a doctor. Are you a statistician?
No, I'm not, but I can read.
Are you a medical researcher?
I'm not.
You're not. So I would ask you, you go to a doctor who is you bring your child to a doctor who's a trained medical professional. Your child was delivered by trained medical professionals. You didn't deliver your child yourself, right? Maybe you did. I don't know. Maybe you did.
No,
okay,
I didn't.
So you went to a hospital, doctors and nurses took care of your child, and they delivered your child and made sure that your wife and your child went home safely. But you trusted them to do that.
Sorry. Yes, I did.
And like, did you research the statistics of children that die in childbirth?
No, I didn't.
Did you have doubts about the process of birth? No, you trusted them. You trusted the medical professionals to do the job that they have spent years learning to do.
I'm assuming, Billy, sorry to cut across you because I'm out of time. I'm assuming where you're leading with this is you do trust the medical profession for certain things. Why not for this?
Yeah, exactly.
Doctors don't learn about vaccines in school a lot. It's only a half a semester. They don't get
a lot
to read about it.
You don't know what.
Yeah, but I can tell you that they don't learn that stuff. And they just look, this is the vaccine, that's what you give it to them, and that's it. They don't go in detail. They don't tell you the side effects.
You've already told me that you're not a doctor.
No, he's not a doctor, and let's be very clear about this. The fact of the matter is, Alex, for whatever reason, you decided not to get your two daughters vaccinated against anything.
No, and I would like them to get measles, to be honest, while they're young now, because I know if you get measles later on, it can get more complicated.
I'll be honest with you, Alex, I find that a little bit bizarre that you would wish any illness on your child,
that's a benign disease for children, most of them. A big, like, I don't know exact percentage, but most of them get out of it with no problems at all.
Sorry, just...
Can I ask...
Yeah, very quickly, Alex, I'm way out of time.
Sorry. I understand. He's got two daughters. Alex, what happens, you get your kids and they have measles, and, you know, they survive, hopefully. Hopefully your plan works out. But 10 or 15 years down the line or longer, your daughters come to you and say one of them is infertile because she got measles.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.